Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, March 6th. I'm Mark Daniels. Senior night for the Wisconsin Badgers at the Kohl Center. The number 9 Badgers take care of Purdue 76-70 for their 8th straight Big Ten victory. Frank Kaminsky leads the way with 22 points. The 7-1 junior hit 4 of 5 shots from beyond the 3-point line. He said he just took what the defense was giving him.
If somebody's going under ball screens on Trey and he doesn't shoot the ball, I'm going to get upset with him. Like he said, it's different for every player. It's everyone's got to learn throughout the Big Ten, you know, what defenders are going to give you and then just kind of try and exploit that. So I think, you know, it's been a little bit of a learning curve this year, and I think I'm starting to understand it.
Trayvon Jackson added 14 points for the Badgers, who last year lost on senior night to the Boilermakers, but it didn't happen this time, thankfully, for senior Ben Brust.
Yeah, it was nice to have, you know, everyone smiling in the locker room and smiling after the game, and, you know, makes it much better for everyone and the seniors included, you know, especially, and, you know, much better to get a win on your last time on the home floor, and had some amazing experiences here at the Kohl Center, and looking forward to see what we can do the rest of the way.
Badgers 25-5, now 12-5 in the Big Ten. They'll wrap up the regular season at Nebraska on the weekend. Elsewhere in college hoops, number 3 Arizona beat Oregon State 74-69. Wake Forest upset 4th-ranked Duke 82-72, damaging the Blue Devils' hopes for a number 1 seed in the NCAA tournament. 8th-ranked Kansas beat Texas Tech 82-57. Number 10 San Diego State over UNLV 73-64. Number 11 Louisville handed 18th-ranked SMU their first loss at home 84-71. Dayton surprising number 17 St. Louis 72-67. And 19th-ranked Connecticut beat Rutgers 69-63. Gary Gresh of the St. Norbert Green Knights named the Midwest Conference Coach of the Year for leading St. Norbert to an undefeated regular season and a conference tournament championship. Connie Tilley named the Midwest Conference Women's Coach of the Year for winning the regular season and conference tournament titles. And senior Brandon Grace of Keel named the Midwest Conference Player of the Year for leading the St. Norbert Knights in scoring this season. Women's college basketball, Valparaiso defeated Milwaukee in Horizon League action 94-80 on Wednesday night. The Green Bay Phoenix host Oakland University Thursday night at the Crescent Event Center. The Phoenix women, with 1 win in their final 2 games both at home, will clinch at least a share of their 16th straight regular season Horizon League title. Head coach Kevin Borseth says everyone well aware they need just one more.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, it's all out there for us. I don't think anybody really is unaware of what's at stake, obviously. But for us, we've got to go out and play because we've got to play really well because Oakland's got a fine squad. We had a tough time against them down there. We just got to make sure we're ready to go when the ball gets thrown up.
To the NBA, the Sacramento Kings deny the Milwaukee Bucks the opportunity to win back-to-back games for the first time this season. Winning at the Bradley Center 106-102, Isaiah Thomas had 25 points. DeMarcus Cousins with 21. He said they wanted to attack the Bucks in the paint.
That was one of our game plans coming in, take advantage of them on the inside. So that's what we did, and it worked well for us, and I mean, we continue with it.
Rudy Gay added 22 for the winners. Brandon Knight topping Milwaukee with 25. Bucks head coach Larry Drew says you just got to tip your cap.
Credit where credit is due. I thought Sacramento, I thought from a, you know, from a physical standpoint, they made it a point to post Cousins. They made it a point to isolate Rudy. And then they had some guys who came off the bench that played with a lot of, you know, a lot of energy.
Milwaukee now 11-48. They'll be at New Orleans on Friday night. Elsewhere, Charlotte beat Indiana 109-87. Al Jefferson with 34 points. Back-to-back losses for the Pacers. Houston gets 31 from James Harden in beating Orlando 101-89. Washington gets by Utah 104-91. Golden State a 20-point win over Boston 108-88. Brooklyn beat Memphis 103-94. The Chicago Bulls over the Detroit Pistons 105-94. Second time in the last 3 games, Joakim Noah posting a triple-double for the Bulls. New York Knicks end a 7-game slide as Carmelo Anthony scores 33 in a 118-106 victory over Minnesota. Denver beat Dallas 115-110. It was Portland over Atlanta 102-78. In the National Hockey League, the Toronto Maple Leafs beat the New York Rangers 3-2 in overtime. Tyler Bozak getting the game-winning goal. But the big story, the trading deadline had the Rangers send their captain, Ryan Callahan, to the Tampa Bay Lightning for their captain, Martin St. Louis, who thinks this deal's going to work out just fine.
I think I'm a character guy, and you know, I know this is hard for them. I didn't take this decision lightly, but I knew it was the right one.
Another big trade had the Nashville Predators send the original Predator, their very first number one draft choice, David Legault, to the Detroit Red Wings. Philadelphia beat Washington 6-4, Claude Giroux posting a pair of goals, Calgary over Ottawa 4-1, and it was Montreal, a winner over Anaheim by a 4-3 count. In Cactus League Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Oakland A's by a score of 7-2. Ryan Braun continued his torrid spring with his second home run. Carlos Gomez had said earlier in the week this might be the most talented Milwaukee Brewer team yet, and Braun's not going to give him an argument.
I would agree with him. I think, you know, not just the guys that are projected to be in the starting lineup or on the original 25-man roster. I think we really have more depth than we've had in years past, you know, in the infield and the outfield, certainly in starting rotation. As we've seen, this game always seems to come down to starting pitching. And I think our 6, 7, 8, 9 starters now are real quality guys with well above average stuff.
Giovanni Gallardo had better than average stuff. He did give up a solo home run, but went 2 2/3, allowed just 3 hits, and struck out 4. Brewers now 4-4 in the Cactus League. They'll play the Colorado Rockies on Thursday. National Football League teams releasing players to clear salary cap space for the free agency signing period, which begins next Tuesday. Denver Broncos reportedly releasing defensive back Champ Bailey. Devin Hester, the Chicago Bears return man, quoted as saying, "I won't be back." Bears also cut their punter Adam Podlish. St. Louis waived defensive back Cortland Finnegan. Cleveland cut troubled wide receiver Devon Bess. But the Pittsburgh Steelers have extended contracts to Troy Polamalu and Heath Miller, each getting 3-year deals. There's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.